You're listening to New Tinea. UN says warming will cross 1.5 degrees Celsius, even in its best case. A new UN assessment says sustained warming above 1.5 degrees Celsius is now effectively unavoidable. Even if every current commitment is delivered, temperatures would peak near 1.8 degrees Celsius before declining, a pathway that depends on deep emissions cuts and uncertain carbon removal. The world is now expected to remain above the Paris Agreement's 1.5 degrees Celsius warming limit for a period, according to a new assessment from the United Nations Environment Program. The report does not say every climate goal has become meaningless. It describes a narrower and harder route. Limit the size and duration of the overshoot, reach a peak, then try to bring temperatures down. Quick summary. Sustained warming above 1.5 degrees Celsius is now widely assessed as unavoidable within the next few years. If all existing commitments and policies are implemented, UNEP's best-case pathway peaks near 1.8 degrees Celsius. Under current policies alone, median warming is projected at roughly 2.6 degrees Celsius by 2100. Returning below 1.5 degrees Celsius would require net negative emissions and large-scale carbon removal and is not guaranteed. A threshold measured over decades. The 1.5 degrees Celsius figure compares global average temperature with the 1850 to 1900 baseline. One calendar year can exceed it without proving that the long-term threshold has been crossed. The year 2024 was the first full year above 1.5 degrees Celsius, but climate scientists assess sustained warming across longer periods to separate the trend from short-term variability. UNEP now says that sustained exceedance is likely within the next few years. The important questions are therefore how high temperatures rise, how long they remain above the threshold, and whether emissions fall quickly enough to create a later decline. 1.8 degrees Celsius, the approximate peak in UNEP's most optimistic pathway, which assumes that every current national commitment and policy is fully implemented. Overshoot is a pathway, not a promise. The report divides the future into exceedance, peak, decline, and stabilization. That sequence is possible, but the decline does not happen by itself. Reaching net zero carbon dioxide emissions would broadly stop additional CO2-driven warming. Lowering temperature afterward would require the world to remove more carbon dioxide than it emits. That means protecting forests and soils while also expanding engineered removal methods. UNEP warns that removal must supplement rapid emissions cuts, not replace them. The technology remains costly, energy-intensive, and unproven at the scale assumed by many climate models. Newt Knia's recent ocean carbon capture experiment, for example, showed a useful self-cleaning mechanism but still had electrical resistance about 100 times too high for practical deployment. Cooling later would not erase every loss. A lower global average temperature could reduce some risks, yet it would not rewind the climate system. Sea levels can keep rising, ice can remain lost, and ecosystems may cross limits from which they do not recover. The shortening interval between coral bleaching events illustrates why the duration of an overshoot matters, not only its eventual endpoint. Reality check. The 1.8 degrees Celsius outcome is not a forecast of what current policy will deliver. It is UNEP's best-case scenario and assumes full implementation of all stated commitments. Current policies instead point to about 2.6 degrees Celsius of median warming by 2100. Carbon removal could reverse only a few tenths of a degree this century in modeled pathways, and returning below 1.5 degrees Celsius remains highly uncertain. What happens next? The practical test is whether governments turn existing pledges into faster reductions in carbon dioxide and methane while building adaptation for impacts that can no longer be avoided. The report shifts the debate from whether 1.5 degrees Celsius will be crossed to how much additional warming can still be prevented. every fraction of a degree and every year above the threshold changes the scale of damage and the burden placed on future carbon removal. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.